suffering has been possible by surrendering, by relaxing, by dropping it, by letting it go, but seeing that I was clinging on to it. And then when I saw that I was clinging on to it, I let it go, but I had to see it first.
Mm-hmm. So now that that's happened, and you have no doubt that that's happened in actuality for you.
I have no doubt.
So now that you see how it happened for you, and now that the feeling is really unquestioning, there's no doubt in your mind, there's no doubt in you that this is for real, suffering really is dropped away. Can you see how this is possible, literally, for anybody?
It's the easiest thing in the world. It's hard to hold on to it. That was the hard work. 34 years of work.
Mm-hmm. How long has it been since this event happened?
A few weeks.
Has it had any testing experiences yet? Like things going wrong in your life or whatever?
Every day is a testing experience for this. Every breath is a testing experience.
You know,
when the suffering truly ends, you know it. So, here's what's interesting. Kent could say this to the Rotary Club or the Teachers Convention or whoever, to any group of people, and I guarantee you there would be a huge proportion of people who would just say this is complete bunk. There is no way that suffering ends for a person. There is no way that a life can come to a point where suffering is not included. Buddhist philosophy says suffering is the definition of life. So even when you take an intelligent, clearly not delusional, clearly not psychotic, clearly not somehow impaired, clearly not drunk, when you take a reasonable, intelligent person that most people can see that readily and easily, and they actually stand up and testify, so to speak, if you want to say it in Christian words. But that's what it is. It's a testifying. It's a testimony that, hey, it happened for me, and now that it's real, it's very easy for me to see that this is not rocket science. This can literally happen for anybody, if they're willing. And the amazing thing is most people simply will reject that out of hand. Then there's another level where people will say, and that's more in spiritual circles, where people will say, well, it can happen, and this is what we talked about a little earlier, well, apparently it happened for him, I'll take it on faith, I don't know for sure, he seems honest and reasonable, but it probably can't happen for me. So what I want to say to you is believe him. Believe this testimony. Believe that there is no one that this can't happen for. I mean, sure, if you have a brain disease or you're somehow not all there, it's not going to happen. But assuming that you're intact in every major way, relatively speaking, this is possible for anyone and everyone. The key factor, the single operative element that makes all the difference in the world the single thing that has to change, no matter what else does or doesn't.